Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Have you ever been at a restaurant or a coffee shop where you can overhear the couple at the next table, and you can tell they're on a first date? And sometimes you can just tell the guy is totally blowing it. All he's doing is talking about himself. He's not complimenting the girl or asking her about her story or her life or her views. And worst of all, when the waiter comes, he makes all the decisions for both of them, even without asking what she wants. Now, of course, what she probably wants by that point is for the date just to end. But notice how we so often do the same thing to God in prayer. Notice how the first half of the Our Father is exactly the opposite of that spoiled date. Jesus tells us to begin the Our Father by praising our Father, by celebrating Him, by making Him the center of the conversation, not us. And then we wind up the first half not by informing Him of what we want, but by inviting Him to take the lead, saying, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's the language of deference instead of an attempt to dominate, because that's the language of love. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
God's will. How do we understand God's will? We say, "Thy will be done." God's will is the way He has designed things to work. Just as a watchmaker's plan for the watch is known by understanding the watch's design, so God's will for creation and for us is by knowing the way he designed us, by knowing our design. And actually, the Ten Commandments and the moral law, as communicated through the Catholic Church, is an expression of our design. It's like the owner's manual. So if we would say, I don't like what the church teaches morally about this or that, what you're really saying is, I don't like the way God designed me. I want to redesign me. Well, we can't redesign ourselves. We can act according to the way our Maker made us, and that's His will. And whenever free creatures like us sin, we just go against the design. And whenever we go against the design, we're going against God's will. But we don't really break God's will, because you can't break God's will, but you can certainly break yourself by going against His design. Now, there is a part of creation where no one ever goes against God's design, where everything works exactly the way God made it to work. And there's no frustration, no twistedness, no wrong turns, no brokenness, and we call that heaven. And the more this world, and we in particular, follow God's design, well, the closer this world and our lives will be to heaven. Thy will be done. May your perfect design, your beautiful, intricate blueprint for the human being, may that be realized by us and by everyone on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There's another aspect of God's will too, though. That's God's permissive will. This is the aspect of God's will that incorporates all the sinful decisions into God's overarching providential plan that brings good out of evil. In other words, God has designed us to work a certain way. But when we sin and we go against God's design, God is not defeated. God, that supreme artist, takes both the beauty that is still intact in his universe, and he puts it together with the ugliness that comes from our sin, and he arranges it all in the most lovely and surprising of all masterpieces of salvation. But to achieve this masterpiece of salvation, and to maintain the beauty of created freedom, which is an indispensable part of that masterpiece, he wills to permit, to allow, all kinds of evil that result from the sins of demons and humans. I'm reading the most fantastic book on Joan of Arc. And God's providential plan was for Joan of Arc to achieve a supreme victory. But one of the most evil of all men, I hope he repented, the Bishop of Beauvais, concocted a plan to convict her by lies and deceit and burn her at the stake so that he could convince the world that she was a witch so that the English wouldn't be so humiliated by their defeat, because the English king had promised him to make him a bigger bishop. So that bishop did all kinds of evil. But God's providential plan wove it all together so that Joan of Arc could score the supreme victory with her martyrdom. And she becomes one of the most spectacular saints ever. So it was Joan's job to trust that when God allowed the evil of that bishop, God knew what he was doing. She trusted him and gained the victory. Likewise, it's our job to trust that the good God will accomplish in the end something fantastic, and at the same time, respect the human free will of everybody involved. In other words, it's our job to trust God's permissive will. So when we say, "Thy will be done," we don't just mean, "May everybody follow your design, God." We also mean, "And when they don't, we trust your permissive will still bring about the victory. We trust you to bring good out of evil. We trust that you will unveil your supreme masterpiece on the last day and will be overcome by the magnificence you accomplished in bringing about good out of evil." And I hope that plan will involve Joan interceding for and bringing about the repentance and the salvation of that bishop. That would be the supreme victory. As for the English, I don't know what we can do with them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
For all of those in England praying the rosary with us, I want you to know that it was the English who first saw Joan's greatness. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So God's plan, which includes his permissive will, his plan to bring about good out of evil, to make something beautiful out of all the story of creation. Nothing can stop that. Even all your mistakes and sins can't stop that. This is consoling. That all of our blunders, all of our sins can't thwart God's will, can't thwart his masterpiece. It can't be stopped. Even if you try to stop him, he'll just use your disordered actions as another opportunity to manifest his goodness and his ingenuity. Kind of like a skilled martial arts fighter, he actually uses his enemy's momentum to win. Kind of like a kung fu fighter. Which means, in some sense, we will help to bring about God's will, whether we want to or not. But there's a big difference between being a cause of goodness, like Joan of Arc, or an occasion of goodness, like the Bishop of Beauvais. A cause of goodness is someone God directly works through to accomplish his will, like Francis of Assisi or Mother Teresa or Joan of Arc or Christ himself. An occasion of goodness, like that evil bishop, is someone God can use as an opportunity to do some good, much like God used Judas and his betrayal to bring about his plan for Christ to save the world. When we say to God, thy will be done, we mean we want to help. We want to be a cause of good. We want to be God's co-workers. We don't just want to be useless klutzes who make mistakes that have to be exploited in spite of their incompetence, or worse, even their evil or malice. We want the honor of freely and knowingly cooperating with our King and Lord. We want God's glory to come from our love and devotion. Thy will be done, Lord, and please, let us help in any way we can. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first half of the Our Father is about God. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. You, Father, are in heaven. The second half of the Our Father will focus more on us, on what we need, on what we hope to do. But whenever you pray, have the same courtesy with God that you'd have with anyone else you cared about. Think of him first. Attend to him first. Talk about him first. Defer to his wishes. That's just part of what it means to be polite. And it's certainly what it means to love. And I bet, I just bet, if we would do that in the Our Father, we'd start to do that a little bit better as well with the people in our lives. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, I need to cut the English a break.
Okay.
Because...
Oh, don't do it.
Because it was the French Burgundians who did the dirty work. The English, they simply recognized the greatness and the power of Joan of Arc and needed to find a way to get rid of her because she was so powerful, but they knew it. So they saw the truth about her. They just needed a way to get rid of her.
I'm just checking to see if you're going to make any terrible move that I need to cut out.
I could say something
so
further.
So far, so good. You could say something further, but no one would hear it.
What if I let Mark Twain say it?
Mark Twain is also not allowed. If they would like to go read Mark Twain, they can.
Can I tell them what page to read?
Sure.
No, I'm kidding. So what struck you about this meditation?
I think it's a line you've talked about before, that one person, one elected person, let's say, or in any realm, one celebrity, anyone that we might hate and place all the blame on, they're not going to save the world. And they're not going to ruin it. And when I say that to people, they're deeply upset because they want all the power to be in their own hands or all the blame to be on someone else. And I realize that, like, at the core of that, it's a deep distrust of providence, that God's will be done. And this is, I think it's so important to talk about when we're in this season right now and everyone's getting really political again. And we get so stressed and we really believe the lie that this is all that matters and this is the greatest power in the world and this is our battle, when it's not, it's about God's will. It's about what he's doing. It's about what we're personally responsible for.
Well said. I am personally responsible to vote according to correct moral principles.
Mm-hmm.
And past that, I'm not in control. But God's providence is.
I think that's the perfect distinction across the board in our lives, because I'm not just talking about election, but just the very nature of, we have our responsibilities, but we are not in control.
God's providence is ordering all things. I mean, you could take it to the extreme and say, if they would have just gotten rid of Hitler before, we would have avoided World War II. No!
But it's a culture. One person, if everyone else on Earth was perfectly moral and straight as a rod,
we'd have never had World War II.
He would have been one lunatic. And people would have thought, this guy is insane. He worked because the culture worked with him.
And that's because the culture was sinful.
We like to have a figurehead because that means you have one piece that you can throw into the fire and fix everything.
Well, what it does is when you put all your bet or all the blame on one person, what you're doing is you're turning the attention away from yourself. What's my role?
Mm-hmm.
Because Our Lady came at Fatima and said, listen, the problem in the world is the world is turned away from God in sin. So if you turn back to God, everything will be well. If you don't, there will be a second worse war.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not Hitler that's going to cause that war. Yeah. It's your personal sin.
I really like that when you go through the tour at Auschwitz, or I'm sure they all have different short speeches at the end, but our tour guide essentially makes the point of, it's not, we don't come here to ooh and ah at someone else's tragedy and say, that's terrible, it happened, I'm so glad we won. But there is a degree where you have to remember the Holocaust could be anywhere. When wherever someone hates another, that can happen again.
It is happening.
We have this degree when we see one physical place and one camp or one story or one country in some part of history, we think terrible for them because we have the hindsight of, we can look at these key players and completely misunderstand history. And then we entirely miss the fact that we are condemning the people around us, or we are failing to love the people around us.
Yeah. Judas wasn't the cause of the crucifixion. Mm-hmm. On Good Friday, we are forced to say, crucify him.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of our sin was the cause of the crucifixion. The Judas, Herod, Pilate, the Pharisees were just the occasion. What was the cause of World War II? The sin of all the people in the world. What will be the cause of all major problems in the world in the future? Individual human sin. This dictator, this president, this crazy person, left, right, whatever, those are just the occasions. This is why Our Lady constantly says, if you want peace in the world, you must convert. Because your personal sin is the root cause.
Yeah.
And this is what it's our favorite, my favorite line from my favorite band, Nothing More. Everyone, what's the line? Everyone wants the world to change. No one wants to change themselves.
Yeah. I'm sure they're quoting someone else. I think they are. But
yeah. And Our Lady says, no, you change.
Yeah.
Mike, are you listening? You change.
Mm-hmm.
That's your responsibility.
When we say, thy will be done, we have to participate in that.
Yep. Yeah, where am I doing
the will? We are wishing his will to be done. And we don't just say like, hey, like, I hope things turn out all right for you, and then walk right on past. Because that's not actually wishing the good of another.
Yeah.
It requires an action. If you truly believe it, if you truly want something good to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the beauty of reflecting on the Our Father and realizing we're not just repeating something. We are wanting something that has an action.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot to think about for a resolution. The Our Father has a lot to think about for a resolution.
You're telling me.
Yeah, you're causing me to think. I was struck by a line where Our Lady said, prayer and conversion lead to peace. Presidents don't make peace. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.